I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Adora.
Did you know that NBC, they've hit gold in this Beijing Olympics?
No, wait a minute. Everyone was going to YouTube.
No. After shelling out nearly $1 billion for the rights to broadcast the Olympics, no one was quite sure exactly who would be watching, but it turns out nearly 30 million Americans have been tuning in, meaning Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps isn't the only success story here. We're joined now by Bill Carter, who covers media for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So have the Olympics given NBC new life? Is that fair to say?
Well, they'd like it to believe that. They've certainly given them a lot of viewers, and they hope that, you know, it'll translate into continuing sort of success for them. It's interesting that in the past has never really paid off if you have the Olympics. It doesn't automatically mean that you'll carry the audience forward, but it certainly means the investment's been worth it for them. They're going to make about $100 million profit or more on this, and they've certainly made their advertisers very happy.
So let me ask this. Do you think perhaps this Olympics is different only in that they're saying potentially the Beijing Games could break all records exceeding the 1996 Games in Atlanta? So does that suggest some kind of different trend following it?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think there's a lot of unique things going on with the Beijing Olympics. Obviously, the exotic locale has kind of drawn in people, and I think Phelps' performance is obviously one of a kind, and the best decision they made was getting the International Olympic Committee to agree to have some of the major events put on in the morning in China so they could be done in the primetime hours in the U.S. live. And if they hadn't done that, you'd see an awful lot more complaining that they weren't putting things on live and saving them for prime time. And instead, they've basically been able to drive the excitement. People saying it's going to be Michael Phelps live winning his 6th, 7th, 8th medal, whatever. And the audiences have been following that.
And do you think there's much to the argument, though, that this is really just a one-off, given all of those unique issues involved in this Beijing Olympics, that next time around, 4 years from now, the competition that we've seen from the internet and from international satellite networks and so on and so forth that makes it easier for viewers anywhere in the world to see what someone is broadcasting, that next time around, NBC is just going to have a tough time holding on to a monopoly?
Well, that's obviously something they're going to really have to think about. I mean, they do point out, of course, that the opening ceremony question, which is when they didn't do it live and it was allegedly being, you know, stolen all over the place, was so minimal it had zero impact at all. That the opening ceremonies was gigantic. So, I mean, there is a lot of difference between watching in high definition on a big screen TV and using your mobile device to see something. So, aside from the internet obsessives, that hasn't been a factor yet. But in 4 years, I do think that they have to worry about that, especially because it's in London, and there's almost no way they can create the same live effect in London because of the time difference there. The British aren't going to allow the events to be run at 1 a.m., so we can see them at 8. So that's clearly a factor, and although they haven't addressed it yet, it's something they're going to have to really think about.
Bill, last question. What do you get a medal for, a gold, silver, or bronze?
Me, myself?
You, yourself.
The best thing I do probably is drive in traffic.
That's
so
a
you
legitimate
get a gold
category.
Medal for that. Bill Carter, many thanks to you.
Okay, thanks.
Bill Carter, who gets the gold for driving in traffic, covers media for the New York Times, our partner.
What do you get your gold in? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.